At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
A lot of people picked up what I've been saying about how the Yankees can't pay Juan Soto more than they're paying Aaron Judge. And, you know, people, I'm serious about that. I think because of Aaron Judge's performance and because of what he has done here and the records that he has been setting and the record pace he's on right now, I'm not trying to be an idiot about it. I'm trying to be pragmatic about it and understand the finances of what's going on. And I know Yankee fans would be angry if they were unable to re-sign Juan Soto, but really that's going to come down to Juan Soto and what he wants to do in terms of his life and how much money he is expecting. Now, he turned down a lot of money from Washington, turned down a lot of money, I believe, from San Diego, and now is in a prime position because of the lineup that he's in and who's hitting behind him has a lot to do with this. Now, he's a great ball player. Don't get me wrong. You know, I wanted him back here 3 years ago when Jerry was bopping all over the studio.
Yeah.
So I would just, if he wants $500 to $600 million, which I would think that he's going to want, I just don't know how the Yankees can do that. I mean, they could do that and go out there and play with six guys, and then if he gets hurt, they're screwed.
All right, so let's, I guess, go back to the time of Derek Jeter and him being the captain of the New York Yankees, and the Yankees would spend so much ridiculous money in these off seasons to go out and get the best pitchers and the best hitters. And inevitably, he was not the highest paid player on the team.
Let's face it, A-Rod wanted to come here. A-Rod said, hey, I'll go play third base, even though he knew that he was a better shortstop overall than Derek Jeter. And he was the better player overall in terms of numbers and explosive numbers and things of that nature. I know that's blasphemy for Yankee fans to hear, but it's true. And Derek Jeter, they went to him and said, what do you think? And he said, fine, because he was the captain and he knew that A-Rod would make the team better. I mean, and I think that I kind of feel like Aaron Judge would say, fine, you can pay him more than me. I just don't necessarily know the Yankees want to pay him more than
Well, they're going to have to. And it's also, it's not apples to apples. It's because when they hit free agency and the market is what, you know, for you, what it is at that time. It's what you're worth. And the San Francisco Giants offered a ton of money. What the Padres offered a ton of money for Aaron Judge during his free agency. He decided to take the deal that the Yankees were offering him. And Hal Steinbrenner said, hey, if you want to be a Yankee, you got to take this particular deal. And he did. So if you went up to Aaron Judge and said, all right, Juan Soto could be a Yankee, but he's going to be paid more than you,
he would say, fine.
Or Juan Soto's not a Yankee and you're the highest paid Yankee, I'm sure he'd opt for Juan Soto.
I think he would do exactly what Derek Jeter did when they went and got A-Rod. I'm not saying it's him.
Right.
I'm saying what it is, it's the reality of how much money Juan Soto was going to command. And right now, I was looking at SpotTrack, and SpotTrack estimates different amounts of numbers, and you look into the future and you see what the contracts are, and we all know what the contracts for the Yankees are. I mean, the Yankees will have close to, you know, $90 million before they hit the tax threshold next year, I believe. But how are you going to spend that $90 million? Are you giving 50 of it to one guy and then 40 for 22 other guys?
Yeah. I mean, that I think that you'd have to if you want to keep on.
I don't know if it's eight, maybe it's 18 guys. I would have to look at it again.
So so just to be clear, it's not that you don't think that.
It has nothing to do with Aaron Judge.
The statement is not that the Yankees can't pay Juan Soto more than Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge is the captain and he's the guy and he's a homegrown Yankee and everything else. It's that, can the Yankees actually on the books add a salary that's more than Aaron Judge with Cole's salary on the books, with Stanton's salary on the books, and then you're adding another one on top of Judge, that's where you're saying the Yankees can't fit that.
Yeah, I mean, and I look at, you know, I try to look at these numbers, and I think that they're relatively accurate when it comes down to trying to figure out how much the Yankees will have next year to spend before they hit the tax threshold, which I believe is $244 million. No, they're over it this year. The Mets are over it this year. The Dodgers are over
it. But there's levels of it. So, I mean, you go over it a little right. bit, you get penalized a little bit. You go over it a lot, you get penalized a lot.
So the tax threshold right now for this season is $237 million, according to SpotTrack. And the Yankees are number three on the salary list. Their estimated salaries are $314 million right now. They're minus $77 million in space that is estimated before they get to that tax level. Their tax bill is $60 million right now. All right, so when you go to 2025 and you look into the future, and this is, you know, anybody can do this and go to SpotTrack and look at this.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
So I'm going to bring you back to last summer. And this is not just something I heard. This is something that was heard all the way in Japan.
And I heard it.
And you heard it as well.
I heard it, and the passion that is associated with it.
Oh, yeah.
Made me believe in the genuineness of the person who was giving the opinion.
Right. And it went viral.
And I gotta
across the world.
And I got to say this. This person, we'll get to it. The person that was giving the opinion could have easily went Homerism.
Oh, yeah.
And did not do that.
No, didn't.
Which I said, wow, he didn't do a Homer thing here. And he went objective.
He absolutely
and
did.
And I said, that's why he's going to be a pro.
Exactly. It was a big, it is arguably, actually, it's not arguably. This take from him and this particular video was the biggest moment in his sports talk show host career because it went global. They got views in Japan because of this. So here we go. This is Chris McMonagle last summer talking to a caller. You're first going to hear the caller, but C-Mac's take that morning and many, many mornings for months and months and months is that Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player to ever live.
You're saying that Ohtani already in, what, 3-4 years is the undisputed greatest baseball player of all time?
He's playing two positions. He's two players in one. Mm-hmm. He's a quarterback who leads the league in touchdown passes, and then he plays defensive end and leads the league in sacks. He's not just fairly good at either. He's the best at both of them.
But Ken Griffey Jr. did so much more.
He didn't throw a single pitch in his whole career. He never struck anybody out.
He did think he
no, he didn't. He didn't do this. He didn't do this.
Yeah, he was a much better defender than Ohtani.
Not much better defender. He pitched the complete game. How do you defend that? Better than that.
I mean,
that is passion.
Great take, great passion.
Unbelievable.
He's right about everything when he says, how can you be a better defender than Shohei Ohtani? He pitched a complete game shutout, whatever it was. So this morning, now fast forward to this morning, Jerry Recco is doing the warm-up show by himself. And he is talking about how Aaron Judge is the best baseball player that he's ever seen. So he's going to go around the room to ask everybody. And C-Mac is in the control room at this point. He's going to go around the room and ask everybody, who's the greatest baseball player you ever saw? So I'm thinking in my head, I'm projecting ahead here. Like, this is going to be a good conversation.
And a good argument because of McMonagle's passion.
With Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
I mean, he's comparing him to Babe Ruth, everything else. He's better than Babe Ruth. He's the greatest to ever live. So I'm like, man, so Jerry
See,
and
that,
C-Mac.
That's the thing. Like, better than Babe Ruth, better than Aaron Judge. Like, this is why I love C-Mac. He's able to, you know, put his fandom aside and give you a passionate, objective opinion with like Melinda's hot sauce on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So I'm ready to go in the car. I'm like, this is going to be good. Jerry and C-Mac debating Judge Ohtani. And this is what I get.
McMonagle, best baseball player you ever saw, aside from Aaron Judge.
Barry Bonds.
What?
Fraud!
What a fraud!
How could you, for months and months on end last summer, a clip that goes global, say that Shohei Ohtani's the greatest baseball player you've ever seen, screaming at callers, passionate. McMonagle is the Ohtani. He became the Ohtani guy. Oh, there's Chris McMonagle. He's the Ohtani guy. Oh, hey, Ohtani guy. It's actually easier to say than McMonagle, Ohtani guy.
McGonagle.
Yes.
And this morning, who's the greatest baseball player you ever saw?
Barry Bonds.
Huh? I didn't hear Barry Bonds once driving in last year. Not once.
Barry Bonds. Just like that.
Don't
even think about it.
And does he take into account the steroid issue or no?
Guess not.
I guess not. Right? I mean, like Shohei Ohtani, like, great pitcher, great hitter, home run hitter. He's a good fielder. When they used to put him in the outfield, or put him, I think they played him at first base. Didn't they play him at first base a little
bit?
I mean, I'm very disappointed, honestly.
I am too. I texted him right away.
What did he say? Did he respond?
He did.
And what was his?
He goes, I said, didn't you get a million views screaming that Ohtani is the best player in history? He goes, yes. I was under the impression that Jerry was talking hitter, even though he said best baseball player.
Huh?
What?
Play that again, second one. He was under the impression he asked who was the best hitter
McMonagle,
of all time.
Best baseball player you ever saw, aside from Aaron Judge.
Barry Bonds.
Oh, man. It sound like hitter to you? McMonagle, best baseball player you ever saw.
So, he said that he was going to clarify and address this tomorrow during Yankee Hot Stove.
Okay.
Fraud!
Exactly. And I'm with Jerry on this one.
Yeah, fraud all the way.
Has to be.
Total
there,
fraud.
There's no way to explain it other than just saying maybe you changed your mind because somebody got to you and you looked at some numbers and you went through the weeds and you saw the war and whip and all this other crap.
The only excuse, which is a terrible excuse or explanation, would be that he's in the control room, he's not paying attention, and he got confused. But it's so clear. McMonagle, who's the best baseball player you ever saw? Barry Bonds.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.